This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That sounder. We don't have enough dads on this show to do dad jokes regularly. We need more than one dad.
The text line will have those all day for us, I think. But that sounder means another mock draft has just been released, and that means Drew has found us another one.
Chad Reuter, or Reiter, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. Apologies for that.
I think it's Reiter.
Chad Reiter from NFL.com.
It's spread like Reuters, like the AP service.
So you think it's Reuter?
I kind of think it's
Chad Reuter. Okay, yeah. Let's go with Reuter.
Apologies if I'm mispronouncing it wrong.
He's never going to know.
Chad, but anyway, so Chad's four mock round draft.
Four round mock. Boy, people are getting more rounds into these things.
So this is interesting. A lot of national people don't do these where they go multiple rounds. Every now and then Kuiper does one or Jordan Reed or our guy Matt Miller. But
Dane Brugler eventually does his full seven round, but not to the bitter end, it feels like.
Right. Okay. So this is a four-round mock. It's for everybody. It's not just the Chiefs. But there is a trade. I know you don't like trades, Gold, but there is a trade.
Cheating this mock draft system.
Actually, I'm sorry. There's multiple trades. That would make you sick to your stomach just looking at it. As soon as you click the link, you'll be like, this is gross seeing how many of these are. Anyways, he's got the Chiefs trading up at the Ravens to 27, not to draft a wide receiver, not to draft a defensive lineman, but to draft an offensive lineman, guard Tyler Booker from Alabama, a new name that we haven't had yet.
I don't know about that guy.
On a mock draft. Again, a guard from Alabama. In this trade,
they
give up their first.
Start instead of Kingsley.
They give up their first,
Washington,
one of their thirds.
Pick. It's a bad pick.
For Baltimore's first and a fourth round from Baltimore. So still five picks that we're going to go.
Got to give
here.
Up a third to move up four spots. That feels like a heavy price, doesn't it?
What was this guy's name again?
Tyler Booker.
Tyler Booker, guard from Alabama.
Booker. Huh. Yes, I don't know.
Bad athleticism score. Bad athlete. You know? 6'5", 321 pounds.
I don't know if there's a comp for Zerline there, but he goes in the first round. So second round, this is where we go defensive.
There is, by the way. I got one for you.
Okay. What is it?
John Simpson.
I don't know who that is. I
don't know who that is either. He's able to uncoil his lower half, set a sudden anchor in the pocket, has a feel for positioning. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Prototypical size and girth with elite length and massive hands.
Prototypical.
We got to stop with the girth.
I'm just reading the strange Lance
really likes the word girth.
Yeah. Okay. So round.
So do teams apparently.
So first round, Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama. Round two, Oluwafemi Oladejo, edge rusher from UCLA. They go edge here.
Okay, nothing against that.
Then round three, again, they give up one of their thirds. They give up 95, not 66. They keep 66.
Their original third-round pick.
They keep it from the Titans at 66. Darius Alexander, defensive tackle from Toledo, a guy that's been mocked to go around this range, maybe even as high as the second round as well. So some new names for this Chiefs mock.
Definitely.
And then in the fourth round, two picks, 133, 136. Jalen Travis, offensive tackle from Iowa State.
So they go two offensive linemen, two defensive linemen, guard, tackle, edge, and tackle on defense.
And running back, Bashaul Tuten from Virginia Tech. This dude had a fantastic combine. Guy? Very good. He's a bigger size guy. Ran a 4.32. I think he's like 205, 210 pounds. He's a big dude. Still ran 4.3. Very popular for the combine. Bashaul Tuten from Virginia Tech.
Tuten?
There's your running back.
I'm so interested. I'll give this person
all
credit that it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. He's not just sending out what everybody else
is
sending out.
He's doing his own thing, yeah.
I'll be honest. Not a huge fan of the idea of the Chiefs trading up multiple spots to go get a guard. But if they do that, then we can completely end the story on Kingsley Sumate. Yeah, if that's in fact what they actually
in the
do.
First round, yeah,
it'd be
kill
over.
It.
It'd be over.
I think
that's
some
also
people,
I don't think they're doing that.
I think some people who are outside of Kansas City are going to be wrong on the mock for the Chiefs at guard specifically in the first round because they don't think the Chiefs are serious about starting Kingsley Sumate at guard, and I do. I think they are very serious about starting Kingsley. I think if they take a guard, it's more in that third, fourth, fifth,
no, fine with it there,
sixth round yeah. range. Yeah, of course. Where that's not likely the case. I don't think they're doing four trench guys in the first four picks. D-tackle, edge, offensive tackle,
where they got
and guard.
In fairness, that is where they've gotten beat up here in the Super Bowl and in other games at times.
Yeah, I'm not arguing
but
that
I don't,
for sure.
I don't like the idea of trading up, what was it, nine spots?
No, only four spots.
Four,
no, 27. No,
four spots, I'm sorry. Four spots to go get a guard.
You give up 95 and you get 133, essentially, or 136.
Okay. I mean, Binkley props for me. Being different. What did Bink say? He texted already.
Binkley's telling me bad news. He says, Harmon, actually good news, he was agreeing. He said, Harmon is the favorite defensive tackle of the Character Concerns podcast.
Bink likes the peekaboo ability.
So they like the peekaboo ability of Derek Harmon. They're on board with my first draft crush. But he says that they think he's going top 20.
Yeah, I don't.
It's hard to find that peekaboo ability.
I've seen him
mock
to the Chiefs.
It might be more likely that Nolan is available there than Harmon.
I don't want him. Well, he's okay. I'm not against him, but I don't like as much as Harmon. I was digging into defensive tackles. I was trying to decide the players I like in the draft. Today is 1 month away from today, the NFL draft. Right, it's 30 days away. So like,
that's right.
So I was starting to like. I wanted to start to figure out the running backs I like or the defensive linemen
True.
That
Where
I
would
like.
You watch, know? You're a NCIS and FBI show guy. Where would you rank your favorite Harmons? Like, where Mark Harmon or this guy? Which one's higher? Who do you think?
I mean, Mark Harmon's high on the list.
I think so. I think Mark Harmon's higher than the defensive lineman.
I would say so in terms of Harmons.
Favorite Harmons.
Now, I mean, if Derek Harmon goes to the Bengals, then maybe we have another story. But as far as I'm concerned, Mark Harmon is the best Harmon.
I think Mark Harmon is the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Loved Mark Harmon in summer school. Big fan of that.
When's Zerline, man? Is there a comp for Olufemi Oladejo, edge rusher from UCLA?
How do we spell this? Olufemi Oladejo.
Do it phonetically. You'll get it.
Oh, I found it. I got it. Cool. I got it. Hold on. Give me a second. We'll see if there's an NFL. There is one. It's just loading. Out of UCLA, right, kid?
Correct.
Okay. Give me a second. It's going to take a second. My guess is Zerline's got something for us.
Odyssey's got. Sketchy internet at best.
Yeah, it's just taking a second. It's we're almost there. All right. No player comp, unfortunately. But let me see if we got anything good here. Nothing too crazy, you know, nothing too crazy here for him. Heavy feet, sluggish change of direction.
I don't know if that sounds like a good thing. It almost sounds like a project pick.
Explodes with heavy hands into blocker to set a tone.
I think Bashaul Tuten is maybe the best pick of this whole mock, actually, in the fourth round.
Yeah?
You get your running back, explosive.
I'll be honest, never heard of that guy in my life. I have no clue who that is.
He was a combine superstar.
Like some of the other running backs I've heard of, I don't know.
Along with Nick Emanwori from South Carolina.
What you should like is that he's fast.
Him and Bashaul Tuten are the two people that stood out of very much so.
People just mentioning all their favorite Harmons now.
Well, that's what I was going for, yeah.
Yeah, Dan Harmon got mentioned on Twitch. That's the guy who wrote Community and did other TV shows, you know?
Dan Harmon created SpongeBob, according to the 75.
Really?
Huh. Okay.
I was watching SpongeBob with my kids last night.
Dan Harmon automatically is near or at the top of the list, along with Mark. You know, it might be a 1A, 1B situation.
This guy better have a good football career if he wants to be considered one of the best Harmons ever.
He's got to have a good football career. That's tough, man. It sounds like the Harmon competition's actually kind of thick. I don't know how they're going to be able to hang up.
I wonder. I think it is interesting seeing there are so many mocks, because I looked at a couple other ones as well as this one from Chad. Offensive line is just a common thing, to your point, Cody, of I think a lot of national people or people who do these mocks genuinely doubt that the Chiefs are actually going to seriously consider starting Kingsley Suamata at guard.
It's a very serious question to that. Why is that a reach? There are, according to Matt Miller, a draft expert, 3 to 5 tackles in the first round this year who he thinks could move from tackle to guard. Why is a guy taken in the late 60s last year at tackle switching to guard in year two that crazy? Is it because they had elite level? Is it the Tooney to Kingsley part? Like, they can't possibly comprehend that they would go from Joe Tooney, the league's best guard, to Kingsley Suamata-ia, an already failed tackle. It's a pretty common transition. Like, I don't know why the national narrative would not include the possibility of that happening. It doesn't seem that nuts.
It might be that, or the fact that Kingsley was so bad last year at tackle that it's just why would he be considered it for a starter at all?
Because tackles become guards.
I think that's the consensus is what people are thinking.
Probably, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, tackles become guards all the time, though, in the league. I was looking up the running back, Tooten or whatever.
Yeah.
Texan said he fumbles a lot. I looked it up. I will say I don't like this, Drew, for the mock. It says he has fumbled 10 times in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that
put
is
him off
good.
Handy's listening. He hates fumbles.
Yeah, they just nobody likes. But yes, I mean
no, but he's like particularly he'll pull the rug quicker. Look he at pulled Carson, Sean McCoy look at, in the Super Bowl. Year.
Look at Carson Steele. I know he was an undrafted guy, but Carson Steele had an opportunity in the Chargers game due to injuries. And fumbles that and then basically never saw him the rest of the season.
In the middle of their first Super Bowl run with Patrick Mahomes, LeSean McCoy was equally as good, if not better, than Damian Williams. He put up similar stats in the regular season. The second LeSean McCoy couldn't hold on to the ball anymore, Damian Williams was the starting running back for the rest of the season. That was it. So I do have a hard time. Maybe they think, unless they think, you know, whatever. 5 points of contact. How many points of contact is it for running backs? What do they always try to teach them?
I stick to the peekaboo block scheme stuff.
So Zerline's comp
about points of contact.
Very interesting. Zerline's comp for Tooten is Isaiah Pacheco.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.